Chapter 5. Ruins of the Forgotten Kingdom. The ruins rose before Kota like a half-forgotten memory. Stone towers fractured and draped in vines, walls crumbled, and the air smelled of damp earth and ancient decay. Sunlight pierced the gaps in the canopy, casting fragmented patterns across the mossy ground. Kota's orb of light hovered beside him, pulsing softly. His hands itched to create, to experiment, but he reminded himself of Namu's guidance, patience, control, and purpose. The system chimed.
System status. Active. Nearby threats. Unknown presence detected. XP status. 35 of 150 to reach level 3. Recommendation. Proceed with caution. Investigate ruins for potential enemies or resources.
Kota stepped carefully over broken stones, his senses alert. He could feel the forest's energy converging here, as though the ruins themselves had absorbed the life of the past. A low growl echoed through the halls. Kota froze, spinning toward the sound. Emerging from a shadowed archway was a creature unlike any he had faced. A skeletal knight, its armor fused to decayed bones, glowing faintly with an eerie crimson aura. Its sword scraped the ground with a metallic shriek.
High-level threat detected. Class, moderate intelligence.
Kota's pulse quickened. This was his first intelligent, undead enemy, and he knew he had to defeat it completely to gain any XP. He raised his shield of light and split his orb into three spheres. They hovered in formation around him. The skeletal knight lunged, swinging its jagged sword. Kota dodged, weaving the spheres in a defensive pattern. He used a fallen pillar to block the sword, then struck at the knight's joints with concentrated orbs. Sparks flew, armor cracking slightly, but the creature countered with brutal precision. Kota felt the adrenaline surge, the thrill of combat sharpening every nerve. Minutes passed in tense back and forth. Kota dodged, struck, and used small debris from the ruins to slow the knight. He realized he was learning more from this fight than from any practice session. Every motion felt guided by the system, which highlighted weak points and timing, but XP would only come if he defeated it. Finally, with a swift, calculated combination, Kota formed a spear of light and thrust it directly into the knight's chest. The creature's eyes flared crimson for a moment before the armor crumbled, and the bones collapsed into a heap. The system chimed triumphantly.
Enemy defeated. Skeletal knight. XP gained. 30. Total XP. 65 of 150 to reach level 3.
Kota exhaled, his hands shaking slightly. He hadn't leveled up yet, but he had grown. The system displayed new options.
New options unlocked. Analyze enemy weaknesses. Refine orb attacks. Combine environmental objects into offensive or defensive maneuvers.
Kota pressed forward, deeper into the ruins. Stone staircases led downward, corridors twisted in impossible angles, and faded murals hinted at a kingdom long lost to time. Another sound echoed, a low hiss this time. He rounded a corner and found himself facing a pair of wraith-like creatures, their forms shifting like smoke. Kota's pulse quickened. He understood now that defeat was the only way to grow. Every encounter required focus, patience, and strategy. He weaved the ruins into his advantage, sending rubble at the wraiths while his orb struck at their ethereal forms. After a tense battle, both creatures dissipated into shadow.
XP gained, 25. Total XP, 90 of 150 to reach level 3.
Kota's chest heaved, and he let himself rest for a moment. He felt the thrill of combat, the weight of responsibility, and the knowledge that Arendelle was full of threats waiting for him to grow stronger. From the deepest shadows of the ruins, something moved, slowly, deliberately. A faint red glow pulsed among the cracks of the stone floor. Kota didn't yet know what it was, but instinct told him this presence was far stronger than any enemy he had faced. The system pulsed in response.
Warning. High-level entity detected. Potential XP significant. Recommendation. Prepare for advanced combat. Leveling opportunities imminent.
Kota clenched his fists.
All right. I'm ready for whatever's next.
The ruins were silent again, but the energy lingered. Kota understood now that every battle mattered, every victory earned, and that the path to mastering creation magic and surviving in Erindil would be long and unforgiving.